getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm John Adelot with City Calvary Chapel in Shoreline. And, you know, there's a saying from the Bible. It's a well-known saying. It's the joy of the Lord is my strength. And we think, yeah, you know, we as Christians, we should have joy and we should be strong in our joy. But when you see that verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength, what does that mean? And what is the joy of the Lord? It's interesting when you look at the context, because it comes from Nehemiah chapter 8, where Ezra has read the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Law of Moses, to the people there in Jerusalem. They're all gathered. And when they hear these words read, they are broken. They are cut to the heart because they realize how far they as a nation have fallen from God's standard and God's ways and His law, and they are weeping and they are crying. And so Ezra says to them, don't be dejected or grieved. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You see, I believe the joy there is not the joy that humans have, but it's the joy the Lord has over us, right? Over His people. And that is our strength. And a great picture of this is with the prodigal son. And you know, in Luke chapter 15 is where we find that story, where Jesus tells the parable about this youngest son. The father has two sons, and the youngest son wants his inheritance early, which he gets, and he goes off and he spends it all basically in wild living, and he finds himself broke, and he's hungry, and he is thinking, well, if I go home, maybe my dad will give me a job, and at least I'd have a place to live. So he heads home, and when his father sees him from a distance, his father runs to him. You know, there's only one picture in the whole Bible where we see God actually running, and it's the father running to greet his son. His father hugs him and loves him, and the prodigal says, Father, I have sinned against you, and I've sinned against God, and I'm not worthy to be called your son. And the father doesn't even respond to that. He just says, quick, get the finest robe and put it on my son. Get a ring and put it on his finger, and sandals for his feet. And let's kill the fattened calf and have a huge celebration because my son has come home. And if you were to ask the prodigal son at that moment, what's your strength? The prodigal would say, my strength is the joy of my father, to see the way that he is welcoming me back and the joy that he has over me. And that is my strength. It's his response to me. And I think that is such a key in the Christian life, to understand that God has joy over each one of us. And he provides this joy and lets us experience this joy. But the joy that he gives is our strength. The joy that he has over each one of us, that's our strength. So remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength today.
You've been listening to Pastor John Adelot from City Calvary Chapel in Shoreline. For more details about the church, visit them online at citycalvarychapel.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.